Now we're holding on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah, and we started discussing yesterday in the Gemara, that the same way as we were talking about that you have a person who becomes Tomei in the Beis Mikdash, and he has to get out of there as soon as possible, and if he goes by a longer route, for example, or he bows or whatever, then he can be Chayiv Kores or Korban, as the case may be, or Malkos or Korban, as the case may be, for it. And we said that's an example of a mitzvah saseh involving the Beis Mikdash. The mitzvah saseh of Yishalchum and Amachne, that Tmeim have to be sent out of the Machne. And we said that if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and allows such a thing, and allows the person to stay in there a little longer and not leave by the shortest route, then that wouldn't be the kind of thing where they bring a parahelam dover shal tzibur, because for it to be a parahelam dover shal tzibur would have to be something where if an individual did it b'shogeg, they would be chayev a regular korban chatos, and here it's not a regular chatos, here it's a korban ol v'yored. So then the Mishnah had mentioned, based on the relevant Mishnah in Hodius, on the other hand, by contrast with that, there is a case involving Nida where there's an Esser, where if Basin mistakenly passes it, then there would be a parahelam davar shel tzibur, because this is the kind of thing for which a person would bring a regular chatos. Namely, we said you have the case where a couple are having relations, and she tells him, I became Tomei, so then he can't withdraw right away, because Yitziyose Hanolo could be Yose, because the withdrawal is just as pleasurable as the going in. So therefore, and we'll see, we discussed briefly in the Mishnah what he needs to do, and we'll discuss it further in our Gemara. So first of all, though, Itmar. So now we have a discussion as follows. What would happen if he did withdraw right away? So Abaya Omer Meshmeder Rav Chiya Bar Rav Chayev Shtayim. Then he would be Chayev two Chatos, which we're gonna have to work out why he would be Chayev two Chatos. But that's what Abaya is saying, that he's supposed to wait until the Aver dies down, and then he withdraws, as we're gonna talk about soon. But he was saying that if he didn't, then he would be Chayev two Chatos. V'chein Omer Rava, Omer of Shmuel Bar Shaba, Omer of Munah Chayev Shtayim. And the reason why he'd be Chayev too, Choda Aknisa v'Choda Aprisha. One for going in, because once he was over on Issu Nida. Meaning, in other words, like this, you know, she tells him in the middle, I became Tomei. Well, that means until, you know, from the moment she became Tomei until she told him. Meanwhile he's going in. So therefore he's chayav for that. He couldn't have known, but nevertheless, that still makes him chayav. Rashi elsewhere makes a point that kol koyach v'koyach shebabia. Every time he goes in, you know, that's what bia is, going in and out. So every time he's going inward, then that's another koyach, and that would make him chayav separately. So there's that, the choda aprisha, and one for the fact that he withdrew when he wasn't supposed to. So the question is, though, still, how exactly? The question is going to be, though, still, why does that make him chayev two chatois? Keep in mind that just like we learned in Makkos, for example, about going into Golos, where it's only for shogeg, not for mezid and not for onos, so it is, for example, with a chatos. A person is not going to be chayev chatos for something that was an onos, and he's not going to be chayev chatos for something that was a mezid. So we have to figure out exactly what the scenario is that we could be mechayev him for the Knesset. So the Gemara says, Havi bar Rabba. So Rabba was considering and wondering about what the scenario is exactly. Now, it is true, as the Gemara is going to work out over here, that as the Gemara is going to start mentioning, the concept of a vest. So you have, back then, it was the general thing was women usually had a fixed vest. So therefore, there's a certain time when it's known that she's likely to become a nida. And then you have, as we're going to say, you have to stay, you have to keep apart for a certain amount of time around that time, so that precisely so that you don't come to the situation of having relations and she becomes nida in the middle. There's machlokas elsewhere in Shas whether the concept of vestus is daraisa or drabanan. But Rashi learns over here that it is in fact Daraisa. But that's, in other words, that's when you have the when we talk about whether Vestas are Daraisa or Darabanan, the Gemara is talking about it in, over there in Nida, in the sense of, so if you have, so let's say a woman has a vest, let's say every 30 days. So now, for example, the 30th day has come, and there was no Re'iyah, do we still assume that there may have been a Re'iyah, and she just doesn't know about it, or do we say that not? That's Negeah as far as Halachas of Tumah V'Tahara in particular. But here we're talking about something else. Here we're talking about the mitzvah to not have relations with her within a certain amount of time before that's expected. So therefore, so Rashi is saying that part would for sure be Daraisa, and therefore for that he would be Chayav Achatas. Various Rishonim disagree with that and say that even that part is only Darabanan, and they're going to learn the piece of Gemara that we're going to do over here now in other ways. In any case, so the Gemara asks, so Havi bar Rabba. So Rabba was wondering about the details over here on the side over here. It says there are Rishonim who have there's a Rova. Anyway, so B'mai, what is the scenario over here where we can be Mechayev and Mechatas for the Knesset? Ilema Samuch Vesta. Are we talking about where it was close to the time of her vest? And therefore, now it's not an onus anymore. In other words, Mela, if it was, let's say, you know, sometime there's no expectation around now that she's going to become a Nida, and all of a sudden in the middle she became Nida, then he would say that's an onus. How is he supposed to avoid that? But now we're talking about, let's say, that it was close to the vest, and he's saying, you know what, I'm going to have relations anyway. So then you can't call it an onus anymore. But Ubaman, but then what kind of person are we talking about? Ilema b'tamid chacham, are we talking about that the husband is a tamid chacham, and he knows this din about that was saying in the Mishnah that if she becomes nida while they're having relations, then he's going to have to wait until it softens and only then withdraw. So then, in that case, so b'shlema aknisa l'chayev. So fine, we can say that he's chayev for the going in, because he should have known that samuch l'vesta, and he has no business having relations with his wife at that time. El aprisha mai l'chayev. But why then, if he withdraws with an eber chay, why are we saying that he's chayev another chatas for that? He can't be chayev a chatas for that. Mezidu. Then it's a mezid. He knows that he's not supposed to do that. And therefore it wouldn't be a shregig. So therefore the maximum you could do is he's chayev for one shregig so you can say, in other words, again, it wasn't an onus because the fact is it was samuch l'vesta, but fine, we're going to say it wasn't mezid either, because the fact is she wasn't a nida yet. It was only a chance that she might be. So therefore, I skipped a line over here. So Ilema b'tamid chacham mishnema aknisa l'chayev kastava, because you can say the shregig was yochel milivo. He's going to think to himself, maybe I know that I'm going to be able to have relations with her and finish in time before the vest comes. So he thought that he could finish in time, and therefore, so you can say, Tosfa says that we would consider him amazed as far as at the end when it did happen and he withdrew in the wrong way, but nevertheless, we would call it that he wouldn't, it's called Shav Mi Diosa, namely that if he had known that in fact she is going to become Nida while they're doing it, he wouldn't have done it in the first place, so therefore, that kind of thing is in fact called a Shogig. So therefore, you can say that you would be mechayev machatas for that. Ela aprisha amai lechayev. But why are you being mechayev him for the ela aprisha amai lechayev? Why are you mechayev him for the prisha? Mezid who? He's amazed on the face of it, because again, he's a tamid chacham and he knows better that at that point he's not supposed to withdraw. He's not supposed to withdraw like that. And when he first went in, then she wasn't an idiot. The Iba Amma Oretz, and if we're talking about an Amma Oretz who doesn't know this concept that he has to withdraw only with an Eva Mace, then why are we Mechayev him? Two Chatois. Idi Va'idi, wouldn't it be both things, both the going in before he does, but both the going in that he doesn't, that Samuch L'Vesta and he didn't pay attention to that, and the fact that he withdrew when he wasn't supposed to. So it's the equivalent of Ochol Shnei Zeisim Chelev V'Helem Echadu. It's the equivalent of eating two Kazesim of Chelev in one period of unknowingness. Where there is not chayv separate chatois, if he finds out in between, then he's chayv separate chatois. But if he never finds out in between, he's chayv only one chatas for all of them. Well, then over here, One shogig is that he thinks he's going to be able to finish before the vest, and another one is that he doesn't know that he's supposed to withdraw with an avermeth. So therefore, both of them are considered shogig, but it's all behel and echad. So therefore, he's chayiv only one chatas. Why are we being mechayiv him two chatos? And then Rashi also adds, in fact, as an Amoritz, he doesn't even know necessarily, he never learned in Chosin classes that he's supposed to stay away, somoch levestan, that he's supposed to be away from his wife, close to the vest. So therefore, fine, it's not an oinus, but it's a shreyig. So he should be chayiv only one chatas for the two of them. Tosfos actually discusses and says, there is in fact a case involving Hilchos Shabbos where a person finds out certain things in between, but he continues doing malachas and we say sometimes they're mitzaref and sometimes they're not. But here first of all, again, the question is, do you have the girsa Rava over here, and Rava over there holds that he's chayav only one chatas, even in the particular case involving tzira and tchina on Shabbos over there. And besides that, also the fact is there you're talking about where he knew something and then he forgot it again, where he forgot a different thing. First he knew it was Shabbos and forgot that it was a malach. First he didn't know that it was Shabbos, and then he knew that he's a malachas. Then he did the other way around. He knew that it was Shabbos and forgot that it was a malacha. So there, each time he finds out everything he could have, whereas here he didn't. Anyway, so what is the scenario where he's chayv two chatos? The ela b'she'en samach levesta. So fine, let's say we're not talking about the time close to her vest. So we're talking about sometime, it's days before she's expected to become nida, so then uvaman. So then again, who are we talking about? Ilema b'tamad chacham, are you talking about tamad chacham? No, v'loi chodol lo michayev. Then he can't be chayev any chatas at all. Aknisa onosu, as far as the entry, it's completely an oinus, because what else could he do? He has to have relations sometime, and if it's far before the vest, then there's no reason that he should have to be concerned about that. And as far as the withdrawal, he's amazed, because again, he knows better. He's not supposed to leave the Eberchai. Iba Amoretz, and if you're talking about an Amoretz, Chodahud Mechai Vaprisha, then he's Chayiv only one for the Prisha, which he should have known, and he never learned that. So what is the case where we're saying, what is the case where Abaya and Rava are respectively quoting Udi Uchachamim to say that Chayiv Shayim, how exactly do we construct such a case? So the answer is, Chodah Omar Rava. So then Rava, we thought, so then Chodah Omar Rava, so then Rava went back and said, so now the Gusa we have in front of us in the Gemara before on Yud Zayin Amud Beis was that Rava was the one who asked the question. So Rava, having asked the question, then Rava modified what he said before, the din that he had said before about that he's Chayev too. If we say, like we had before the Gusa, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Rashash said that to begin with it was Havi Bar Rava, that it was Rava who wondered about the parameters of this din, then the answer is now, having wondered about it, then Rava was able to find an answer. Okay. Anyway, so the answer is La'olam b'samach levesta. We are, in fact, talking about at a time close to the vest, or b'taman chacham, and we are talking about a taman chacham. Well, then, in that case, the question is, then, wouldn't it be considered amazed that he withdrew with an Eivachai? No, because v'tamad chacham lozu, v'ein tamad chacham lozu. Let's say he's a tamad chacham insofar as he knows that you're supposed to stay away from your wife close to the vest, as the Gemara is soon going to learn from a pasuk. According to Rashi, this is Daraisa, and according to other Rishonim, it may only be Dirabanan. So he knows that, but nevertheless he figured that, you know what, I have enough time, I'll be able to finish in time. V'ein tamad chacham lozu, but he doesn't know the din that we learned in our Mishnah about that he has to withdraw with an Eva mess. So he's a shogeg on both of them. So Rashi says this can't be compared to the case of where he ate two kazesim, the Helam Echad, because he being a Tamad Chacham, he should have known he has no business doing this Samuch Levesta, so therefore it's not an Oynes, it's a Shoygig. And then when she says Nitnesi, then at that point he knows that he was Choyte to begin with, and he realizes, you know what, oi, why did I do this? It's true, why did I chance it? I shouldn't have chanced it, because now the result is that I was having relations with her as a Tmeya. And now he has a yediyah there, and now when he goes and withdraws with an Eivah Chai, because he didn't know that he's supposed to wait, then therefore that's a second shogeg, and therefore that's a second chatas. Rashi also points out you can't say that he's a mazid in the fact that he had relations with a Samoch Levesta doesn't brand him a mazid, because the fact is that there's no chorus and there's no chatos unless she actually becomes nida. So the fact that he started having relations with her in the first place is not a mazid, but it is a shrigig, namely that he thought, you know what, I'm going to be able to finish in time, and it turns out he was not able to finish in time. So therefore, that's considered to be a shrigig. So we are in fact talking about it was at the time he should have been waiting, he should have been holding back. The amount of time, by the way, that you have to stay away, that a husband and wife have to separate before Samoch Levesta, by the way, the poskim argue about it. Most poskim say 12 hours. Some say 24. This is why you have the different kinds of, nowadays, most women don't have a vest kavua. Most of them have a vest she'ena kavua. And there you have other dinim involved where you have certain kinds of vestas for which we separate only during the oina itself, only during the half of the day or the night, as the case may be, when it's expected to come based on her previous cycles. And then we have the oina beninus for which you have to stay away a full 24 hours. But in any case, all of that is based on this idea that Samoch Levesta, you're not supposed to have relations precisely to avoid this concern that they might be having relations and then she becomes Tomei in the middle. So now, here you have, it was during that time, it's marked on their calendar, they're not supposed to be having, but he figures, you know what, listen, previous experience has told us that she becomes Nida at exactly 6 o'clock, let's say. Well, now is 5:30, so I'm going to have enough time. And then, it turns out that she does become Nida in between because it's a few minutes off. So that's what we're saying. He's not amazed for it, but he is a shoygig because it was a miscalculation. And then another shoygig was saying for the fact that he leaves the Eivachai. Okay. So the Gemara points out, Omar Rava, by the way, an interesting point in this regard, you know, here we're bringing this in over here again because we were comparing it to the case where a person became Tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash and he has to leave as soon as possible, where here we're saying, on the contrary, he has to not leave as soon as possible. We're saying he has to wait until the Aver dies down. There are places in Sifrei Kabbalah where it talks about that a couple having relations when they're doing Yusho Vatara is comparable to the Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Which is why there's an effort that's been brought in Sfarim, for example, that the actual Tashmish itself, before Tashmish, they're talking and they're getting one another in the mood, etc. But during Tashmish itself, it's brought in Sfarim that ideally it should be done quietly in the same sense. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he also does it quietly. So therefore, there's a famous letter attributed to the Ramban that talks about the kedusha of the act of tashmish and how, you know, the goyim have this mentality that's a shameful, degrading thing and so forth. But that's not our view in Yiddishkeit. But you know, it has to be done with kedusha over tara, mekadesh atzem b'shas tashmish, as the famous expression goes. And therefore, the idea is that so in a way, then we have a comparison over here to entering the Beis Hamikdash and entering when a couple are having relations. So the Gemara continues, Omar Rava, Tavayu Taninu. So Rava says, you know what, both of these things actually, we have Mishnayos that make it clear these two things, that you're not supposed to have relations, Samoch Leves, and that if you do, then there can be a chatos involved, and also that this point that you have to withdraw with an Eva Mess. Knisa Tanena, Prisha Tanena. We have Mishnayos that refer to the dinim regarding Knisa and the ones regarding Prisha. So therefore, in other words, yes, a Tamad Chacham ought to know both of those things. But let's say you can have a Tamad Chacham who only knew the one about Samoch Levesta and he doesn't know the other din about Eivachai. He knows the Mishnah in Nidah that we're going to quote now, but not our Mishnah. Prisha Tanena, as far as Prisha, we said in our Mishnah, the Katani, because our Mishnah had said, he's having relations with his wife when she's a Tahora, and she says, I became Tomei, or Pirish Miyad, and he withdrew right away. Chayev, then we said, he's Chayev Chatas. So a Talmud Chacham should know that point, that he has to wait until the Aver dies down, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara soon, how exactly he does that. Nisa Tanena, as far as the going in, that he's chayv achatos if he does it at the wrong time. Also Tanena, we also have a relevant Mishnah about that in Masechta Nidah. It describes over there, the Mishnah describes over there how after the couple has relations, they're supposed to wipe themselves with cloths. The Mishnah actually mentions over there that really, that she's supposed to wipe beforehand to make sure that she's not nida, and then in addition they wipe afterwards to make sure that there was no roya dam machmas tashmish, that there was no concern that she actually bled during the tashmish. Now they're actually, So there is, by the way, Rashi over there learns in Nida that we're talking about that that's strictly, she has to do that when she's Osif Bataris, when she's dealing with Truma or Chala or Kodshim or whatever, and she has to make absolutely certain that she didn't become Tomei, so then she's gonna need those cloths afterwards, she and her husband, to wipe themselves to check, because otherwise she's gonna end up being Metame the Taris. Rashi says over there, if it's just a matter of her and her husband being allowed to continue being together, then they don't need the wiping after that. Other Rishonim disagree with that point. In any case, the Mishnah says, Nimsa al Shaloi, if they find blood on the cloth that he wiped with, well, he's not, if he was bleeding, he would notice. So the blood must be from her. So then both of them are Tomei, because it means, in other words, now that she became Tomei, that means that she became Nida while they were having relations. So she's a Nida and he's a Boil Nida. Therefore, Tmein v'chayov and v'korban. Now, the Mishnah also says they're chayiv and a korban. Now, my love, the somuch levesta v'aknisa. Now, why would they be chayiv and a korban? Must be, we're talking about because it was close to the vest, it was close to the expected time when she was going to become a nida, and therefore, and they're both chayiv a korban for the knisa, for the fact that they had relations and ended up becoming tomei in the middle of it. So again, they thought that they could finish in time, and it turns out that not. So that would show, says Rava, that somuch levesta, that there can in fact be a chatas for that. But Amar Rav Adarba Masna Rava, no, Rav Adarba Masna says to Rava, no, la'olam ein melach b'shaloi somuch levesta. You could be talking about where it was not somuch levesta, ve'aprisha. Namely, the Mishnah would be saying, why would they be chayav chatas for the prisha? She tells him in the middle that I became that I felt a flow of blood, and she tells him, and he goes and withdraws with an eivah chai, and therefore he's chayav chatas for that. Now that explains why he's chayav achatas. Why should she be chayav achatas? So the Noda Bihuda explains, she tells him, I became Tomei, withdraw. But she also has Hanah from the withdrawal, because again, you know, you have the same Hanah, the same kind of Hanah that he has from the act, she does as well. And what our Mishnah is talking about, where she tells him, I became Tomei, so stop what you're doing and wait until Eva Mess, and therefore she's not Chayev. Whereas the Mishnah in Nida, Rav Adarba Masna say, he could be talking about where she tells him, withdraw, and she forgets the point that she's supposed to wait and not withdraw right away. So therefore, so not necessarily is that Mishnah in Nida talking about the Knesset either. It may well be talking about the Yitzia, the Prisha as well. The Chitema Prisha Lomeli. Now you're going to ask in that case, then why is that Mishnah Bichlal mentioning that point? If we already have that point in our Mishnah over here in Shavuos, Hotonale, you could say we already have it in our Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos. Fine, Ha'itzrich Lashminin, because the Chiddush there in Masechta Nida would be Nimsal Shalah, because the Mishnah, fine, the fact that if you find blood on his cloth that he wiped himself and found blood, that you would say that there's that he's Chayev. You're right. There's not necessarily a Chiddush in that. Because that you could learn from our Mishnah over here. But rather, though, but the Chiddush would be the continuation of the Mishnah. The Nimsal Shalah, that if we find the blood on her cloth, now the question can be, did that actually happen during the Tashmish, or was it only afterwards? If it was only afterwards, then he's not Tomei. She's going to be Tomei, she's going to be Nida regardless, but the difference would be if we find it on hers and not on his, not necessarily, doesn't mean that it happened, then it means it's probably didn't happen during Tashmish, otherwise there would be some blood on him as well. So then we say Nimsal Shalah, if you find it on her cloth, and then Tomei and Misafik, then both of them is only Safik Tomei. Well, she's Vade Tomei one way or the other, but the point is, in other words, he's only Safik Tomei, which about Rashi points out the Mishnah over there actually distinguishes between whether they wiped right away versus whether they waited a little while. If they wiped right away, then yeah, realistically it means that it happened during Tashmish. So then they're still both Tomei. Whereas if they waited a little while, then the possibility is that it happened only after they're done, and then in that case he's not Tomei. But we don't know one way or the other. Then they would be potter from the korban. Because even though, again, let's say it was Somuch Levesta, but that's not reason enough to be Mechayev them a korban. as long as they did in fact finish before she became a nidda. So you're right. The part of the Mishnah about if it was found on his cloth is not necessarily a chiddush, but the part about where it's found on her cloth, where we have to distinguish where they wiped right away or where they wiped only sometime later, that we're going to have to make that distinction, and therefore that's the reason for that Mishnah over there. By Masna is telling Rava, you don't really have a proof from that Mishnah, that there could be a chiyuv of a korban for Knissa in the first place, for having relations samach l'vesta. Because again, you know, you could argue, in fact, that Ramban teaches out further and says, Rav Ada by Masna would say that, listen, you know, even if it was samach l'vesta, you weren't supposed to, as we said before, you know, you should have known to stay away samach l'vesta. The fact remains that when she becomes nidya in the middle, then you can consider him an onus, and therefore you can, then therefore he's not chayav a korban for that. Maybe we could say that he's not, maybe there are Rishonim, the Razor, and the Rashba bring that on the contrary, he'd be considered mazid. Either way, the point is he's not chayav a korban unless it's a shogeg. So Rav Ada bar Masna says, you don't really have a proof from that Mishnah that there could ever be a chiyuv for Knisa in the first place. Amalei Ravina l'Rav Ada. So Ravina says to Rav Ada, what do you mean? How could you possibly understand that Mishnah and Nida as referring to not Samuch Levesta, and therefore to say that the problem was not that he had relations, the problem was only that he was, that he withdrew with an Evachai? How could you? And you're going to say that the chiyuv in the Mishnah over there is strictly for the fact that he withdrew with an Evachai. The expression in the Mishnah is that it was found. The word nimsa implies that it was only found after the tashmish. The e aprisha, if you're talking about that, you want to say that Mishnah is referring to where he withdrew with an evachai, then there's no miikra ki parishle miikra havela yedia. Then to begin with, when he withdrew, then that was already a yedia. He already knew that he's tomei, and it's because of that he withdrew, and therefore that's and therefore the word nimsa wouldn't fit with that. So that alone shows that we have to be talking about the case where there was no problem with the Tashmish itself, or where he figured he can finish in time, and then, or whatever, and the problem is only, the problem is, in fact, that he thought he could finish in time, and in the end he didn't, and then therefore the problem is the, and therefore it must be, in fact, like Rava said, the problem is the Knissa, and the problem is that now he thought he's going to finish in time, and in the end he didn't, and now we find blood on his cloth, and then we have problems. Rava says to Rav Ada, "Tzayis my dekomer Rava. Listen, pay attention to what your Rebbe Ravina said. He's right. He's right. You know, the Mishnah obviously cannot be referring to Prisha. It obviously has to be referring to Knissa. And therefore, my proof from that Mishnah that a person could be chayav for Knissa is in fact explicitly stated in Mishnah, as I said. However, Omale, but Rav Ada says, I'm still not satisfied with that. Hechi Motzis the Tanya Allah. What about though? How are you going to Shtelain? This that we learn in another Braisa, or in our Mishnah rather, we said Zuhi Mitzvahs Esa Shemanida Shechayovin Aleha, where we said in our Mishnah that the case. Well, so the case of the Mishnah in Nida, where we're talking about Nimsal Shaloi, where we find the blood on his cloth, there's a brisa that goes on that Mishnah that says, Eloshen Zuhi Mitzvahs Esa Sheb Nida, Shechayavan Aleha, this is the case involving a Nida, where there's a Mitzvah Saseh, where the Sanhedrin would be Chayav, a Parahelam Dabba Shal Tzibur. Now, Reem Issa, if you Ravina and Rava are telling me that the Mishnah is being mechayev him for the Knissa because he shouldn't have had relations samoch leves, well then mitzvah lo yisaseh, he then mitzvah lo yisaseh, don't have relations during the time before, when she's about to become nidah. Therefore, doesn't that necessarily mean that we have to understand the way I'm saying, where we're talking about the Prisha, and therefore he has a mitzvah saseh to wait until the Aver dies down, and he didn't, and therefore he's chayav for that? How can you possibly say the Mishnah is referring to the Knissa? Then why are we calling it a mitzvah saseh? Amalei, so Rava answers him, Itinisa, if you are learning such a braisa that says Zuri mitzvah sasa shabinida, chaser v'toni hochi, then consider it like a suri mechsera and fix up the words of it as follows. and say Zuhi Mitzvah Loisas Hashemininu Chayom Analeah. That Mishnah talking about where they found blood on his cloth, where he to begin with had relations Samoch Levesta when he shouldn't have, and now we find the blood afterwards because she told him she didn't tell him Nitmesi. Afterwards they finish and then he wipes and finds the blood and realizes that now retroactively it turns out, you know what, I didn't time it right. I didn't manage to finish before she became a nidya. So that would be Zuhi Mitzvah Loisas Hashemininu Chayom Analeah. So yeah, that would be the mitzvah slice, I said, because she shouldn't have had relations with her in the first place so close to the nidah. And the Hoya Meshamish Metahurda, on the other hand, if in the middle of relations, when she was Tahar, V'omrlin it's Macy, then she tells him I became Tomei, or Pirish Miyad, and he withdraws right away with an Evachai, Chayav. Then we have Zui Mitzvah Sase Shemanidah Chola, and that would be the Mitzvah Sase. So in other words, Rabbi is saying to Rabbi Adab Amasna, your Braisa is actually referring to two different cases. There is a case of a Loisese, namely to not have relations, Samoch Levesta, and then you also have an Ase, where if they had relations and she became Tomei in the middle, then he has to withdraw with an Abramess. So that Braisa does not contradict the point that the Mishnah in Nidah is being Mechayev him a Korban, where he finds the blood on his cloth afterwards, namely that they had relations, Samoch Levesta, and they shouldn't have done that, and therefore we can call it a Shogig, because again, if he had known, it's a Shogig in the sense, Shav Midiyase, if he had known when he started that in fact she is going to become a Nidah in the middle, and that he's going to afterwards find blood on his cloth, then he wouldn't have done that, so now he can be called a Shogig, and therefore he and she are both Chayiv and a Korban for having relations with a Nidah, whereas in the case of Yitzia, that Mishnah is not addressing the point of Yitzia. That is the point of our Mishnah over here, that it's true that if he's Yotze with an Eber Chai, then in addition he's going to be Chayiv a Korban for that as well. If he's in Tamid Chacham, as we said before, if he's in Amaret, then the whole thing would be considered one big Shogeg. So now, we've been saying all this time that he has to withdraw with an Eber Mess. So Omamai, we said before, Pirish Miyad Chayev, we said that if his wife tells him in the middle of Tashmish that she became Tomei, that she feels the flow of blood, then he, and Pirish Miyad, if he withdraws right away Chayev, so we said that now he's Chayev because as the Mishnah said, Yitziyose Hanolo Kibiyose, the withdrawing is just as pleasurable as the going in. So the Gemara says, Hey Chiyovin, so what exactly should he do at this point? And the answer is Omer Rav Huna Meshmei Rava Noyetz Etzet Ziponav Bekarka. What he does is he sticks his ten fingers, meaning his fingers and his toes into the ground or into whatever it is that they're having relations on, and supporting himself on them. So he's lifting himself as much as possible off her body, Adchi Yomos, until the Aver dies down, Vituve, and then it's fortunate for him, that way he avoids the Ashrav, Rashi translates Vituve, the Ashrav, Kolem Zuhi Atoivaloi, this is the best thing he can do under the circumstances, is to do that. Rabbeinu Yohonasan Milono explains the point is, in other words, by supporting himself on his fingers and toes, the point is that's going to hurt, and therefore that's going to cause things to die down faster. Other Mephoshim don't learn that way. And they learn that the point is just that as much as possible, he shouldn't be having Hana from the contact with her body as much as possible. So this way he'll hold there on his fingers and toes just enough that he still hasn't withdrawn, because withdrawing will be a problem. But in other words, this way he's also not having more contact with her unnecessarily. And the Vituve, where it actually says, means Va'ashrav, fortunate for him that he was able to hold his Yetzahara like that. There is actually, the Oruch has a different Girsa, Vitive, and explains that the word Vitiv, he says, is the word spelt backwards of a word in an Arabic language for the Aver. So Vitive would be, in other words, the actual word, the Oruch says, would be something like Butter, or something like that. So the Gemara is flipping around the letters of it in order to talk in nice or shyness, and so it would mean his Aver. Until his Aver dies down. So that's what he has to do, and that's brought the halacha. And the same way, by the way, here we're talking all this time, applies to Ishra Nida, the same way that Amram describes, the same way would be in general, a man is having relations with a woman and then finds out in the middle somehow that she's also to him, he has to do the same kind of thing. The Gemara says, Omar Rava. So Rava says, Zoyse Meres. Now this that we're saying, that he has to wait until the Aver dies down, and then he can withdraw. So Zoyse Meres, Rava says, you see from this, Hamashamash Mes Ba'arayas Potter. That to begin with, if a man has relations with Arias with a soft aver, then he would be potter for that. So he's chayev only if there was kishui. So why is that? The Saka died a chayev, because if you're gonna say he's chayev anyhow, hocha my time of potter, then what would you say over here? Why would he be potter? Is mishum de onosu, evidently because it's an oinus, because what else could he do? E onosu, well then if it's an oinus anyway, kipirish miyad nami nifter. Well then by the same logic, he should be equally potter if he does withdraw with an eiver chay. One way, if you're gonna tell me there's a difference that with an eiver chay, he's chayev for Arias, and with an eiver mess, if he manages to stick it in anyway, then he's potter, then fine, you can say. So now, when he's withdrawing, he has to withdraw with an eiver mess, because in other words, that kind of thing is not considered a bia. But if you're telling me that, if you were going to tell me that either way, and the Gemara discusses this in other places in Shas, that either way, even if it's an eiver mess, he's equally chayev, well then, in that case, what's the point of waiting until it dies down over here? He might as well withdraw when it's an eiver chay, and either way, one way or the other, it's still the same oinus. And we can talk about whether he's chayev a korban or not. Fine, it will depend, as we said before, whether he should have had relations with her in the first place. But the point would be, in other words, that listen, one way or the other, he has to withdraw. If they're both equally chayev, then why should he have to? Then why should he have to wait? Okay. So that would show, that would demonstrate that Hamashamash Mes Barayas Potter, that in fact the answer must be that if the aver is mess in the first place, then it's not considered a bia. And therefore, that explains. So now, therefore, he has to withdraw like that, so that it's not considered a part of the bia. If you were going to say that he's chayev for an eva mess, then in that case, if he has to withdraw either way, chay or mess, it's going to be an onus. And so, therefore, that shows that there is that distinction. Omalei Abaya. But Abaya says to Rava, that's not a proof. In fact, I can tell you that maybe if a man has relations with a woman who's also to him and the Aver is mess, he'd still be chayev, because the fact is his Aver went in. The hocha my timer potter over here. Why would you say he's potter? Listen, mishum de onus, because the fact is there is an onus. The fact is there's an onus one way or the other. He has to withdraw. So you're saying in that case, if he's onus anyway, why can't he withdraw right away? What's the difference? The difference is, because the difference is, even within that, he still has to try to withdraw with the least amount of hana. So in other words, if he withdraws with an eiver chay, then basically he's getting himself extra hana that he shouldn't have had, and therefore we can be mechayev him for that. So when he leaves with an eiver mess and he's reducing the amount of hana, yes, it can still be considered bia in the sense that if a man does this kind of thing in the first place, starts out with an eiver mess, he's going to be chayev. But in this case, we would say at least fine. Listen, it is an oinus, but at least he has to reduce the hana as much as possible. And therefore the fact that he allows himself to have more hana than he was supposed to, that's enough to be mechayev him. The Rosh explains basically, in other words, that then it means that otherwise he's increasing his hana berotzen, so therefore it's considered that the whole maaser was berotzen basically. Achronim talk about this point. The Kehilas Yaakov brings up a point that he says, in other words, the Rosh is saying that when do we patter him as an onus? When he doesn't want the maaser at all. But when he shows that he wants the maaser, then you can't call him an onus, because then the fact is that he goes and has extra hana that he wasn't supposed to. There's a Sefer Asvanda Arayis that talks about that Bechlal, we see, in other words, that when it comes to Arayis and other similar things like that, the main issue is that it's called an Issur Hana, not so much an Issur Maisa, because over here we're saying he had extra Hana, and that's enough to be Mechayev him. And then the Osameach goes and draws a distinction with that between Macholos Asuris and Arias, because by Arias there's no concept of a shear, whereas by Chelev and other Isurei Achila there is a minimum shear of Kazayas or whatever. And then the Kehilas Yaakov brings up this point over here again and says that no, we see that our Gemara is not necessarily saying that over here the primary point is that he had extra hana, but you do have over here we're saying that because he allowed himself to have extra hana, then it means basically that it can't be considered an oinus, because otherwise he shouldn't have allowed himself to have the extra hana. There's a vort on it, some place where they say about a Yiddish soldier who's going to be forced to serve in the army or something like that. So he goes to ask the Rav, what should he do? Not necessarily is the food going to be kosher over there. So the Rav tells him, listen, you know, it is going to be a matter of pikuach nefesh. You really have no choice but to eat the food, but at least don't suck on the bones. Like, at least don't have yourself any hanah more than is necessary. So that fits very well with this idea over here that even a person is forced in this case to have a certain hanah. At least it should be the minimum possible hanah, which is why he has to wait until the Eber is mess. Okay. Well, the Gemara says, Omalei Rabba Bachonim La'abaya. Im Kain, so if you're telling me, so you're trying to prove, Abaya, that it is possible a person is still chayav for Eva Mess, and just in this case, at least what he's doing is he's denying himself as much Hana as possible. The problem with that is, Im Kain, Motsinu Aruku Sora Benida, then it comes out, when it comes to Nida, that you have a difference between the long way out and the short way, where the short way is he withdraws, when Eva Chai is Chayev, and the long way, it's still Osir, but at least he's doing the long way, and therefore he's Potter, because we're saying there's no other way to do it. The problem with that is, Vanan b'mikdashan. Now we learned in the Mikdash the sort of thing Aruko Ksora, like we learned yesterday, that you have where he has to leave by the fastest possible route, and if he leaves by the shortest possible route, and if he leaves by any other route, then he's Chayev. Here we saw that distinction in the Mikdash. We didn't see that distinction in connection with Nida. Well, why not? According to you, Abaya, the Mishnah should have mentioned that distinction as well. Here you have that one way or the other, the same way as the person becomes Tomei in the Mikdash, one way or the other he's Tomei in the Mikdash. However, he can mitigate that by leaving by the derech katzara, the same way over here. One way or the other, he's with a nida, and therefore that's a problem, because either way, it would be an action that would have made him chai v'chatas, because whether eva chai or whether eva mes, because you, Abaya, are holding that even with eva mes, he's still chayav. Nevertheless, though, if he can mitigate that, the one thing that he can do is, the only alternative is for him to leave by the derech arucha, wait until it's an eva mes, and then that at least mitigates it. So why didn't the Mishnah make such a distinction? Tosfos brings that there were those who wanted to learn that the Im Kain, that Rabbi Bachonin's question, is actually going back to before when we said no yitziponav, that he has to support himself on his tiptoes and finger, and then on his fingertips and tiptoes until the Eber dies down. So now on that Rabbi Bachonin is asking that in that case you find that Arucho Ktsara. But Tosfos doesn't like that explanation, because then why is the question only on Rav Huna? The question should have already been on the Mishnah. So the explanation is, like we're saying, over here, that the question is, if you're going to say, like Rava is saying, that Mishamish Mess Potter, so in other words, when the Aver is Mess and there's no Chiyuv at all, okay, so you're telling him, switch from the case where there would be a Chiyuv, exiting with an Aver Chai, to a case where there's no Chiyuv at all, Mess, and therefore you're good. But if you're going to tell me, Abaya, one way or the other, a person would be chayev when he started doing that, then, and you're telling me the only reason for him to wait for an Eva Mess is to reduce his hanah, well then, it comes out that you have an Arucho Uktsara within cases that he'd be chayev to begin with, and here we're only pattering him because he's doing his best to minimize things, then you see that by a nidya, there's also an Arucho Uktsara, just like there is by the Mikdash, and therefore the Gemara should have, and therefore the Mishnah should have mentioned that. So the reason is, Ela Mishrim Delay Domi. The reason is because it's not the same thing. Because it's the opposite. Arucha Dehocha, Ktsara Dehosim, Va'arucha Dehosim, Ktsara Dehocha. Because the difference is, when it comes to the Beis Mikdash, he has to get out by the shortest possible route. That's what makes him potter. If he were to leave by a longer route, he'd be chayim. Where here, it's the other way around. Here he can't exit right away. He has to wait until the Aver dies down. So on the contrary, what he's supposed to do by the Beis Mikdash, get out by the shortest possible route, is precisely what he's not supposed to do by a Nida, is to exit with an Aver Chai. He has to wait, whereas with the Beis Mikdash, it would be the other way around. If he waits, that's exactly what's going to be Mechayiv and Mekarban. So the Mishnah couldn't say that they're both the same thing, because they're not the same thing. They're polar opposites. All right, the Gemara continues. Maskus Rav Huna Breider of Nosson. Fine, Rav Huna Breider of Nosson says a different question on Abaya. Umi Omer Abaya Onusu. So Abaya is saying that even though he leaves with an Eva Mess, the reason why he's Potter is because it's an Onus, meaning in and of itself it should have been something that he's Chayev, because Meshamish Mess Chayev, because even though the Eva is Mess, in and of itself that is considered a Bia, and the only reason we're pottering him over here is because is because it's an onus and there's no other way to do it. Alma b'shalos samach levesta kamrinan, meaning that all of this discussion over here has to be talking about where it was not close to her vest, and therefore, in other words, that it was not, that he had no reason to be concerned that she would become tamei in the first place. Meaning, in other words, Rashi teaches out, if it was samach levesta, then again, he's going to be chayev, he's going to be chayev achatas, just for the fact that he had relations before where he thought that he would finish in time, and in the end he didn't. The problem is, v'habaya d'omer chayev shtayim. But Abaya, earlier in our sugya, said that if he withdraws with an evachai, then he's going to be chayev both alma samach levesta askinan. And as we established in the Gemara before, that necessarily has to be samach levesta. Because if it was not samach levesta, then there's no isser on having relations in the first place, and therefore there can't be any chatos for that if she does unexpectedly become nida in the middle, because that's pure onus. So Abaye himself is clearly saying that our Mishnah is talking about samach levesta, and therefore, so how can you call him now an onus when she does become nida in the middle, and then therefore he has to exit with an eva mess? The fact is, he had no business having relations with her in the first place. The answer is ki itman d'Abaye ba'alma itman, because Abaye's case where he says that he's chayev too is not talking about specifically in connection with our Mishnah. It's talking a more general thing. Our Mishnah, in fact, is talking about that it was not samach levesta. And therefore, the Mishnah can say that he has to exit with an eva mess, and that will patur him from a korban, and that v'turve, that's the best thing he can do under the circumstances. And therefore, he won't be chayv a korban for that, whereas if he exits with an eva chay, then he's going to be chayv a korban, as our Mishnah said. Abaye is making a more general statement. Mishamash matahoda, where if he has relations with his wife, samach levesta, and now if she becomes tamei in the middle, and he withdraws with an eva chai, then he's going to be chai of two, one for, then he's going to be chai of one for the fact that he had relations with her, and figured that he's going to finish in time, and in fact he didn't, and that's one shogeg, and a second shogeg for the fact that he withdrew with an eva chai when he wasn't supposed to. So then, in fact, Abaye might well be saying, according to his shita, where he says that a person is chai of for having relations with an eva mess, then Abaye might well say that, in fact, he would actually be chayev to Chatoris there regardless, because even if he leaves with Eva Mess, the fact is, according to Abaye's shita, that would still be considered Bia. When we said in our Mishnah that he's not chayev anything if he withdraws with Eva Mess, that would be talking about where it was not samach levesta in the first place, and therefore the whole concept that she became tamei in the middle is a pure onus. So we could well say, so Abaye's state, so in other words, Abaye would say as follows in short. According to Abaye, if it was not samach levesta, then, and she became nida in the middle, then he would not mechayev him for the bia itself, because how could he have done anything differently? But as far as the yitzia, if he does with eva chai, he would be chayev, and if he does with eva mess, then he would be potter, because then, to begin with, he's in there as an onus, and what else could he do? As opposed to, if it was samach levesta, then we're going to say he's always going to be chayev for the knissa, and he's always going to be chayev for the yitzia, because he had no business having relations with her at that time, and because once he withdraws, even with an eva mess, that still is considered bia, and we can't patur him because of oinus, because to begin with, it wasn't an oinus. That's all according to Abaye. Meanwhile, according to Rava, we would say that if it was samach levesta and she becomes tamei in the middle, then yes, he can be chayev for chatas for the knisa. As far as the yitzia, it's going to depend whether he does with eva chay or eva mess. And if he leaves with eva mess, he's always going to be potter for that, because then because eva mess is not considered bia at all. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Bominer of Yonason ben Yosi ben Lakunya, Reb Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya. The pastor, I guess, Reb Yonason is Reb Shimon's brother. So he's asking his brother, where is there a warning in the Torah? Where is there an Easter to not have relations with a nigger? Shokokola, Posik Beis. Reb Shimon took a clod of dirt and threw it at him. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? As Horla Boyal Nidah, Fel Ishab Nidah Samasa Le Sikrab. The Torah clearly says don't have relations with a nigger. Ella, no. Rabbi Yechon clarifies his question as Horla Meshamish Matahora. But Omelin it's Macy's, Nifish Miyad Menolan. This that we've been saying all this time, that if he was having relations with her, and in the middle she tells him that I'm Tomei, and therefore that he shouldn't withdraw right away, that he has to wait until the Ava dies down, where is there a warning in the Torah not to do that? Not to withdraw with an Ava Chai? Omar Chizkiya, so the answer is, Chizkiya says, Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk describes a case of Boyal Nida, where it says that a man has relations with a Nida, then he becomes Tomei, pretty much to the same degree as her, namely he's also in the town of Mishkava Moshe, that he is not only is he himself Tameh for 7 days, just like her, but also that anything that he sits on or leans on or whatever becomes Tameh. And the Pasuk uses the expression, Usihi Nidosa Olav. Her Nidos is on him. So from that word, from that word Olav, from that word Olav, we can learn Afilu B'shas Nidosa Tehei Olav. Even that there can be a time when even there's Nidosa, and nevertheless there's a mitzvah for her Nidos to be on him. Meaning it was exactly this case, where she becomes nidah in the middle, and he has a mitzvah to wait and not withdraw right away. He's going to say to himself, wait a minute, she's a nidah, I have to withdraw, but he has to realize that not, he nidah to olav, that the nidah should be for a certain amount of time, olav, until the aver dies down. So from that, we learn that he has to do that. So the Gemara says, Ashbachan Esser. Okay, well, that tells us that there's an Esser, because of Sihini Dasa Olav constitutes an Esser, that he should do that. Loisese Menolan, where do we see that there's a Loisese to not withdraw with an Eber Chai, and the fact that we're saying he'd be Chai of a Korban, if he does, shows there has to be a Loisese, because the person is Chai of a Korban only for a Loisese. So the answer is Omar Papa Omar Krav, because the pasuk also says Lois Sikrav. The pasuk says Lois Sikrav to a nidah. Now the word Lois Sikrav on the face of it means don't come close, and it means that a husband is not allowed to approach his wife and have relations with her when she's a nidah. But in addition, your Papa points out Lois Sikrav Nami Lois Sifreshu. The word Lois Sikrav can also mean don't withdraw. As in a sense, dichtiv, as you have a pasuk in Yeshaya, ha'omrim, you have people, hypocrites, who are worshipping Avodah Zarah, and pretending that that makes them holy people, and they're telling the Navi, you stay away from us. They tell them, ha'omrim, krav elecha, keep to yourself, al tigashbi, don't come close to me, ki kadashticha, because I'm making you holy, or I'm making you tomei, the word kaddish can mean either one, but the point is, the Rashi brings, they're like sonei ador, they're the mockers, the people who are doing what's sonus, in that generation, would tell the Navi, you stay to yourself, don't touch me, because I'll make you tomei. You know, I understand, you're holy, I'm Tomei, and therefore stay away from me. So they would say, in other Mephoshim explain on the Pasuk, that on the contrary, it means they would say that I'm more holy than you. Whatever, the point is, in other words, they're using the word krav elecha, and they don't mean come close, they mean on the contrary, stay away to yourself, and don't touch me. So we see, therefore, the word Ve'al Isha, Ve'al Isha, B'dinas Tamasa, Lo Sikrav, can also mean, don't stay away, don't withdraw. So what would be that case? Would be the case we're talking about over here, where they were having relations, and she became Tomei in the middle. Next, we were talking all this time about Samoch Levesta and all that. So let's talk about more of this matter of Vestas and when the couple has to separate. So Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "V'izautim es bnei Yisrael mitum asam." You should separate the Jewish people from their tumah. V'izautim, and actually points out, is Meloshen v'hifrashtem, Meloshen nozir. So you should tell the Jewish people to stay away from their tumah. From here we learn that Jewish men have to stay away from their women at a time close to their vests. Because we want to avoid this kind of problem where she's going to become nida in the middle and then you have all these problems. Vakama, what is the amount of time? Omer Rava Oina. So Rava says the amount is an Oina. An Oina is a 12-month, an Oina is a 12-hour period. So it means basically, in other words, the 12-hour period before or during which the vest is expected to come. So Rashi brings from the relevant Gemara and Nida, if you have a woman whose period usually comes by day, then it means that they have to stay apart that entire daytime. If it's by night, then that whole night. So that's nowadays. We have, for example, on our calendars, you know, you're marked, for example, that the last period began at such and such a time, on the clock, on such and such a day, and then a few weeks later, on that day of the month, and on 29 days, 30 days later, which is Oida Beninus, etc., then you're going to have marked on the calendar a 12 or 24-hour period when you have to stay apart. In the case of the Oida Beninus, it's 24 hours. In the case of the other kinds, Vest in there, the kinds, Vesta Chodesh and Vesta Floga and so forth, it's 12 hours according to most post-skim. There are post-skim world 24 hours across the board for all of them. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Shimon Yichoi Kol She'enei Poresh Meishtei Samoch Levesta. Now, on the other hand, if a man does not do that and he continues to have relations with his wife even close to her vest, and figures, I'm going to finish on time, and he's not worried about the concern that he might end up becoming Tomei. In between, on the contrary, sorry, call up Purdish, where he does stay away, Samuel Chavesta, where he does stay away, he does do that. He says, you know what, it's close to the time of the vest, and we have to stay away. Having like Bonim Schorim, Hashem will reward him. He'll have boys, and he'll have boy children, male children. Dichtiv, as we see in the pasuk, lahavdo ben atomei ben atoher. The Torah tells you to distinguish between what's tomei and toher. The samachle isha kisazuev yod zocher, and the next pasuk says, that a woman gives birth and has a boy. So in other words, the schus of one will lead to the other. So like this, a boy is never going to become, Tommy Nida, so therefore that's his reward that now he's going to have. There won't be a problem with his children of this possibility of becoming Tommy in the middle over there. So Mar Shaw points out, that's the point over here. What we're saying is, basically we're saying that the Vena Tomei, Vena Tahar, is not between the actual Tomei and the actual Tahar, but you have that Oina that separates between the time of Tomei and Tahar, and therefore that's his Chos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, having like Bonim Ruin Lahira. Not only that, his sons will grow up and become capable of passing halacha. Dichtiv lahavdil, as the pasuk says earlier in Parshas Shemini, lahavdil ulahodes. The pasuk says to distinguish and to teach. So we see that when a person does the proper distinctions like that between Tumah and Tara, then he'll have the schus that his children will be lahodes as Bnei Israel to be able to teach the Jewish people Torah. The Gemara continues in this vein. Omer Abchiba Abba, Omer Abirchanan, Kala Mavdala, Yain Mutsoi Shabbos. This person makes Abdullah on wine on Motze Shabbos. Instead of saying, you know what, I can't afford wine, I'll just make Abdullah in Atachon Antonu. Or even, for example, that I'll use some other drink instead, like beer or whatever. Also, having like Bonim Schorim, he'll also have male children. As the pasuk says, to distinguish between the holy and the non-holy. And another pasuk says, so again, you have the idea is because he makes the proper distinctions in life between Shabbos and weekday, and between Tomei and Tahar, therefore he has the schus to have Isha Kisazriya V'yol V'zocher. And again, Rabbi Shrub and Levi, Omer Bonim Ruin Lahira. And again, Rabbi Shrub and Levi says he'll have children who are capable of passing halacha. The same thing as we said, Lahavdol Lahoras, to distinguish and to be able to teach. So we see that there's a connection between those things, that Hashem will give him such a reward. So Marsha points out also the fact is that right before the pasuk lahavdo ben hakodesh ben achol is talking about don't drink wine before you come into the kodesh hakodashim. So implying don't drink wine then, but on the other hand, drink wine at the end of Shabbos to make havdalah. So therefore, we see that there's a connection between the wine of havdalah and the ability to have bonim schorim and the ability to have ones who are going to be able to pass in halacha. And the Gemara finishes off. Omer Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, Omer Rabbi Lazar, called Makadish as Atzma Vishas Tashmish. A person makes himself holy at the time of Tashmish, like we were saying. Rashi says he acts in a way of tznius, and like we were talking about before, he has the proper intentions and so on and so forth. Also, you have him like Bonim Scharim, he'll also have male children. Shenemav Yiskadish Dimvis and Kedoshim. The pasuk says you should make yourself holy and be holy with Samoch LeIshak Kisazria. And right after that, it says Ishak Kisazria V'Yol V'Zacher. So again, we see that's his reward. And then he sees that he brings in Kedusha over there, and therefore he has that schus. Now, it doesn't mean, obviously, a man eventually has to have daughters as well, to be Mekayim Pruvu, but it means, in other words, that more of his children will be boys, whereas the Gemara mentions elsewhere, boys are more helpful to their parents when they get older. They're able to support them more, because they make their own independent income, and a daughter, the Gemara mentions elsewhere, there's a lot of concern about the trouble of making sure that she gets married in time, etc., etc. So therefore, boy is b'chlal, as the Gemara assumes always, that a boy is easier on his parents. But aside from that, also, Zohar and Nekeva means Mashbia and Makabel, so it means whether we're talking about the children are actual boys or actual girls, but in other words, either way, they'll have the ability to have that Zohar quality of being Mashbia, where a girl also can be a Mashbia. So it means that they have the capability of their children being able to be Mashbia, Begashmias, and Beruchmias to others. So those are the dinim of separating Samuch Levesta, and those are the dinim of what happens if they don't.